Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show. Will the Houston Texans finally end the city's football losing streak? The Houston metropolitan area is one of the nation's most fertile grounds for high school football talent. All you got to do is go check out the rosters of some of today's top college football teams. The city of Houston and its sprawling suburbs is listed as the hometown of many of the great young football players. NFL Hall of Famers like wide receiver Cliff Branch, linebacker Mike Singletary, defensive end Michael Strahan, running back Eric Dickerson, and center Alan Faneca all played high school football in the Houston, Texas area. The city of Houston's college football teams, like the University of Houston and Rice and Texas Southern, none of them have won a national title in the NCAA's FBS or FCS divisions. And the Houston Oilers went from Love You Blue to the Tennessee Waltz. The American Football League's Houston Love You Blue Oilers were the last pro football franchise based in Houston to win a championship title. The 1960 and 61 Houston Oilers, owned by that bottom line Bud Adams,
time to do my bad deeds for the day,
won the American Football League title during the league's first two seasons. The Houston Astrodome, that was still a dream at that point. The early Oilers teams played on the football field used by the University of Houston. Those famous Columbia blue and white Houston Oilers uniforms featured an iconic oil derrick on both sides of the helmet. The 1970 Houston Oilers were coached by the popular Bum Phillips. His Oilers and Terry Bradshaw's Pittsburgh Steeler games were always brutal matchups between two no-nonsense football teams supported by their equally hard-working communities. The 1970s Houston Oilers launched the Love You Blue era for the city. Yes, this catchy but cheesy Houston Oilers fight song became quite popular with the team's fans in the 1970s. But a common theme heard in Houston during the late 1980s and early 1990s was that the football team's owner, Bud Adams, and it's okay to boo him here, was threatening to move the Oilers out of the 50,000-seat Houston Astrodome. He deemed this facility too small to make the kind of money that he desired to keep his pro football team in the city of Houston. And so Bud Adams whined for years and years about wanting a bigger football stadium, primarily paid for by taxpayers, of course, and he frequently talked up the possible relocation of the Oilers to Jacksonville, Florida, or some other city. The owner had been bluffing, but effectively had shot himself in the foot with the loyal fans in the city of Houston. Both got tired of each other, and Adams eventually cut a deal to move his franchise to the state of Tennessee beginning in 1997. The newly dubbed Tennessee Titans would play in Memphis for the first few years, while his brand new football stadium, he got it, was completed in the city of Nashville. Enter the Houston Texans. America's fourth largest city with 2.5 million people just within the city limits, and even more than 7 million people today living in the metropolitan area, had been left without an NFL football team to cheer for. And the NFL, though, was not going to allow the city of Houston and its lucrative advertising market to go very long without another pro football franchise. The expansion Houston Texans, I still don't like that nickname, do you? Began playing in the year 2002. It cost $1 billion to put a shiny new NFL franchise back in Houston, Texas. And the city has supported its new NFL team with 22 years of sellout crowds in the new NRG Stadium, located just a few hundred yards away from the still-standing iconic Astrodome. The new Houston Texans are now a perfect 0-22, though, in championship futility. This team has yet to play in even one AFC championship game yet. But then again, Houston's arch-enemy Dallas Cowboys have not appeared in a title game so far in this century either. So Houston joins Cleveland and Detroit and Jacksonville as the four horsemen of NFL frustration. None of those pro football teams has ever made it to a Super Bowl, win or lose. But this year, really, might be different for your Houston Texans. This NFL franchise has made some incredible strides in just the last 3 years. The biggest positive move was shipping Houston's troubled young quarterback, Deshaun Watson, to the Cleveland Browns. Watson had 24, count 'em, sexual misconduct lawsuits filed against him, mostly following that 2020 COVID season. The Texans traded Deshaun Watson to Cleveland in exchange for 3 years of first-round selections for 2022, 23, and 24, and a few lower-round picks as well. Houston used those picks to secure their starting offensive guard, Tavron Green, a 2022 pick, defensive end Will Anderson Jr., the 2023 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, and flipped the 2024 first-round pick from Cleveland to make some other deals, which have landed three other starting players for Houston. Another portion of the Texans' puzzle was also solved in the year 2023. First-time head coach D'Amico Ryans, who is a former linebacker who was drafted by the Texans back in 2006, was named the team's newest head coach just 2 years ago. He became the sixth head coach in a franchise which began only in 2002. Also coming aboard in 2023 was first-round selection of quarterback C.J. Stroud. The former Ohio State quarterback has been a very pleasant surprise with his leadership skills and on-field performance for the Texans. Stroud was named the NFL's Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2023. His talent and calm demeanor on the field helped the Texans leap from a 3-13-1 record in 2022 all the way up to a 10-win, 7-loss playoff team during his first season. Last season, the 2024 Texans repeated another 10-7 season and earned yet another playoff berth. The Texans lost to eventual AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs in a second-round playoff game. Some off-season acquisitions and a favorable schedule this year give the Texans fans some real hope in 2025. There are many reasons to believe that this year's Houston Texans will actually be a legitimate contender in a very tough AFC. Coach D'Amico Ryans was the former defensive coordinator with the San Francisco 49ers. His defense in Houston has been improving by the year, last year allowing the 14th most points at 21.9 in the NFL, but expect the Houston defense to continue to improve this year in 2025. It's the Houston offense which has been needing the help, especially at wide receiver, running back, and in the offensive line. Houston sent a lowly 7th-round pick recently to Jacksonville to bring former Texas A&M wide receiver Christian Kirk to the Texans. The versatile Kirk was injured in mid-season with a broken collarbone in 2024. The Texans utilized this spring's NFL draft to add both of Iowa State's starting wide receivers last year to Houston. Second-round pick Jaden Higgins and his Cyclones teammate Jalen Noel, a third-round pick, should immediately give quarterback C.J. Stroud a couple of speedy young wide receivers to really spread the field out in 2025. And the running game improvements were needed to take the pressure off of Houston's passing game. The Texans were a middle-of-the-road 15th out of 32 NFL teams last year in rushing yardage. Former Cleveland Browns running back Nick Chubb recently signed a 1-year contract to come to Houston, and he'll join holdover and former Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon in the Houston Texans backfield this fall. This 1-2 combination should make for a very improved running game. But then there are the offensive line issues. The Texans allowed quarterback C.J. Stroud to be sacked an incredible 52 times last season. That was the second highest total in the NFL last year. The team does not appear to have made many significant adjustments and upgrades thus far during the offseason to bolster that offensive line's relatively weak performance last year. Houston did use their second-round draft pick to select an offensive lineman and then have added a few veteran players who were deemed expendable, though, by their former teams. And let's hope that quarterback C.J. Stroud will help his own offensive line out in pass protection by making some quicker throwing decisions this year as well. The Houston Texans' schedule is very favorable for another 10-plus win season. This team plays in one of the worst divisions in the NFL. The AFC South features three competitors coming off losing seasons last year in 2024. Indianapolis was 8-9 last year, Jacksonville 4-13, and Tennessee 3-14, bringing up the rear of a very lousy division. This year's Houston Texans will play tough road games to start the season at the Los Angeles Rams and at Tampa Bay to open the football season. Later in the season, they'll face the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs on the road this year. Houston's home games include a Thanksgiving Day game against perennial playoff contender, the Buffalo Bills. The Las Vegas oddsmakers believe, though, that the Texans will win more than 9 games again this season, and that would almost guarantee that Houston is going to capture its third straight AFC South title this year. Playing against the best 3 teams in the AFC in 2025 should serve as a measuring stick. The good news and bad news for Houston is that they're going to have to play against the trio of the top AFC playoff contenders in recent years, and that would be Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo during this regular season in 2025. Victories against any or all of those teams in the regular season, though, should give this team added confidence coming up in the playoffs. Houston's improving defense, plus an upgraded offense featuring a couple of young, speedy wide receivers and 2 wily running backs, makes football fans in Houston eager to get this season underway. Former Houston Oilers coach Bum Phillips famously said that his team knocked on the door during their first playoff season, and then they beat on the door the next. And the third time, he said he wanted his team to kick that son of a gun in. 2 straight 10-7 seasons, followed by a couple of second-round playoff losses, will have the 2025 Houston Texans ready to kick in that proverbial playoff door this year as they attempt to reach the AFC Championship game for the very first time in franchise history. I'm Swamp Swami.